Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is not what may be described as a shotgun wedding, is it?
No, it is not. At least to my knowledge.
And there's nothing wrong with hurrying a marriage along because the woman is with child.
Because that's how you got here.
Exactly.
Right?
And I figured it out when I was 28 years old, like an idiot.
That's weird. That's fine.
It's a mind how do,
how we just want to make sure we've dotted all the I's.
Okay, she posed at 3 a.m. then. Is that fair?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, that's weird that it would
Maybe just like the dates got weird.
Maybe
a weird time
on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't
weird.
Know.
I love your picture, man, with you flexing. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like a 30-day time zone problem?
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Monday,
Monday
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Superb.
I wanted to start the show today by mentioning the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, which affected a tremendous amount of people and just caught everybody by surprise. The timing of it early on Sunday morning, and just a really nice tribute at the Grammys last night to Kobe Bryant, and a man who was for anybody that loves basketball was an icon, and just had retired and was starting his next chapter, and I believe had gotten his life together over the years, and really was somebody who inspired a lot of people, including LeBron James, who was really affected by this, and. I think it's really important that I share a moment that I had last night, right before I turned in. I was in between watching the Grammys, and I see a post from, I have 5,000 people on Facebook, and so I see a post from a person, and there were a lot of posts like this, that was diminishing the amount of sorrow that I guess he was experiencing online for the people that were sad about Kobe Bryant's passing by saying something along the lines of, funny how he mourned just one when there were other people in that death. And then it got on to, firefighters and police officers. And look, I can only put so much in a post. And I put a post up last night, and I was frankly surprised by the amount of response that I got to it, that a lot of people felt the same way I did. And when it comes to grieving, and I've had some personal grieving in my life within the month. I know it's fresh to me to be around that. And it always stuns me when people don't have the humanity to recognize that something that might not bother them bothers other people and hurts other people. And it is a symptom, in my humble opinion, of our times that we are unable in many cases to get out of our own hate world, to just understand that people are hurting. And so I'll bring it up, and I'll say what I wrote, minus the profanity, because it pissed me off to read what I wrote. And I won't call the guy out, because there's no point in doing that. That makes me as hateful as he
did
may
you
be.
Post before 10 or after 10? Because then you'd be in safe harbor, technically.
I have no idea.
I don't think the FCC monitors Facebook.
Oh, I just wanted to make you feel better.
But it wasn't the kind of profanity you see on Facebook periodically.
NYPD blue style.
Yeah.
This was 11 hours ago, so figure go
nine
figure,
something.
So I said nothing pisses me off more than an effing white guy bitching about people mourning the death of Kobe Bryant. When are we going to make the smallest effort to understand what others care about? If you can't understand the pain of Kobe Bryant's loss, then you need to look in the mirror and try to find the human being inside of you. And I probably wouldn't be able to prove it in a court of law, but there are some pretty obvious racist undertones in your sentiment as well. Hmm. Oh, and if I'm wrong, well, go to hell anyway, you insensitive prick. That's what I said last night. And I didn't know that I was going to get 422 yeah. people shared the opinion. So yeah. I think that it's really, you know, and it is the, we live now somewhere along the line, and I'm not pointing political fingers at this, but somewhere somebody opened up the door where your just little issues are able to be shared with the world. I am, and I want to make this real clear, I know very little about basketball. I know very, very little about the Los Angeles Lakers. I know that Kobe Bryant had a history, and there was a controversy in his life that involved him and a 19-year-old woman. I know that it never went to trial as well. And I also know that I believe everything I've read since then would indicate that the man was had made an effort and gotten his act together and gotten his life together and was filled with remorse for what he did and what happened and how he lived his life. I don't know whether that's true. It doesn't matter right now because he, because of his prowess as an athlete, meant a tremendous amount to a lot of people, and especially a tremendous amount of people in the African-American community. And you just see people that can't just for one moment keep it in their pants to let people mourn, and just because it doesn't mean a thing to them. And I swear to God, it, this world we're living in right now, it, you got to reach out and try to understand how other people feel. You know?
It comes down to empathy. You're right. You know, grief
there's
is
so little lately. Grief is so like less than we've ever had.
Grief is often shared, whether it be at a vigil like they had outside the Staples Center last night, or at a funeral service mm-hmm. when you can share your grief. But grief, make no mistake, is also very personal.
Yes,
because when someone is going through it, every person deals with it differently, and everyone has a different relationship with the person who has passed. And you need to respect the personal issues of grief. And if even if it's just not saying anything, sometimes just shut up and it'll be okay. But it is.
Well, there's a guy that responded to me in the thread, only one, really.
Right.
I didn't have to edit it out, about the charges against him back in the day, and that we don't want to elevate him to a great man. We're not elevating
not,
him.
No, we're just
to a
grieving. We're just grieving.
It's
man.
Right, and, Oscar. And, it has and, nothing and to do about that.
Mike, I think it's fair to say you didn't have to be a basketball fan to be affected by this news.
Yeah, everybody, I think most people that got that news went, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
was like, and, young man, 41-year-old man.
Yeah, would like it. Everyone listening to this program to really think about the decisions they've made throughout their lives and then transgressions they've had. And I'm not talking about, you know, they have to be grave or frankly, something that will put you in a situation where Kobe was as a younger man. I'm saying that this world of if you're not perfect, if you haven't lived a perfect life since you were an infant, then you are not worthy of a moment of silence or that has tainted your entire life because you had a transgression or made a mistake or done something that would land you in prison.
Mm-hmm.
If that world that we live in does not allow someone with a myopic view of, wow, this man was a global icon, whether you were a fan or not, and it was something that affected both older and younger individuals globally,
yeah.
then you got to take a beat and say, what is going on in my life where I have to stop and say, hey, there's other people in the copter, which, by the way, everybody was saying. They were trying to figure
immediately,
out.
Almost immediately, you know, and there were other people there. Yeah, that's any celebrity death.
Right.
Any celebrity death is going to be, that's going to be first. And then this thing got even more tragic because of the people that were lost as well. We'll have that in News You May Not Need. You know, young, vital, good people, yeah. I think. You can't ignore the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And most of these comments that are diminishing it, I'm sorry, they are coming from white guys.
Sure.
White males that are just somehow offended by the fact that the country is mourning the death of a prominent African-American individual. I'm sorry. It's there. The Pandora's box was open a few years back, And I've called people out. I've talked about it on this show. I don't think I preach. I really don't. I just think that, you know, this is just a question of common human decency in a period of mourning.
Yeah.
By the way, for Black History Month on the Grammys last night, a pretty phenomenal piece that they put on television. It was an ad, I believe, where they were showing the most searched speech, the most searched Pulitzer Prize winner, the most searched athletes, you know, and they were all African Americans.
Of course.
And it was just a wonderful moment just to see, and I still think it's necessary within that community to ring that bell every now and then and go, look at this when you're making your blanket statements.
We
about
need
people.
More than reminders. It needs to be it needs to be screamed. Because I really thought about 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, we had turned a corner. And it looks not as good as it did then. Come on, folks.
And let's think about this. And if I'm off base, please tell me.
All right.
I remember when Michael Jackson passed. I remember being on the air on WJFK.
Right.
And that entire broadcast was dedicated to his music. Mm-hmm. This is off the heels of his court battles. On the heels of his court battles. And, you know, prior to this documentary that we all watched, there was not this type of anger in the air. And they're talking about child molestation charges.
Right.
Right. Exactly. And it's truly...
It was a celebrity death that was unexpected.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there weren't people calling in justifying why or how or because. And I'm not saying that's right, but that's the only other time I can ever think when I stopped in my tracks in my life where you sit, you're like, I can't believe that just happened. And I happened to be on the radio at the mm-hmm. time, and we discussed it. At length,
shows the shift of the national
four
mood.
4 hours,
yeah.
5 hours of what just happened to Michael Jackson.
And let me for a second, Oscar, just and I'm weighing whether to call this guy out or not. I'm not going to because it's not worth it. There's not a point, but I will share his post. And this is I'm going to preface it because I do want you to look at it through the right prism here. This is not nearly as egregious as some of the things that have been written about Kobe. But this is what's wrong with some people, that for some reason, their humanity is taking a back seat. Now, I'm sure this guy thinks he's making a very logical argument.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I will give you the post and then what somebody wrote that I thought was very curt and very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy writes, "What you might miss is that while it's fine to be shocked by his death, saddened by his death, oh, thank you for telling everybody it's
fine to grieve.
It's fine to be saddened by his death because he had great basketball skills or because he was famous for using those skills to amass a fortune. That does not give anyone the right to use this moment to claim that those two attributes somehow make Kobe a great person in the larger sense." I didn't think anyone was making him a greater person in the larger sense. I think they were talking about being saddened by his death.
Right.
By being everything at the Grammys last night, which was the live public forum immediately after this,
right,
featuring
within
a tremendous
hours.
Amount of people in the music industry that were affected by this. They're all talking about being sad.
Yeah.
So this dick goes on to say, like all of us, he was a complicated person, the sum of all his parts. At a minimum, an important part of him was a self-confessed adulterer, and at worst, a rapist who left his teenage victim crying and bleeding while he cleaned up. Time and a place.
Yes.
By the way, at worst, a rape. You can't throw that out there when you haven't had a trial.
Right. There's no proof.
Part of him turned his legal dream team loose on her. Blah, blah, blah. He goes on. But somehow over the last few years, his behavior didn't rise up to Me Too standards for any real scrutiny.
I feel like when someone takes a post like that or has an opinion like that, there is something broken in that person that does not allow them to just really realize that this isn't, I'm sorry, we're not all the same. This is not
yeah,
equal.
But I'm sorry, I'm also going to tell you, we're also all human. Right.
And we're going to feel different ways about certain aspects and certain, I guess, news that breaks. The people that you can't compare this death to soldiers or police officers or people on the front lines. Like, no one's making that comparison except for the people that are making that comparison.
Yeah. And then he goes on to say, because unlike Weinstein, he only raped one powerless woman. No, it was never. Look, I'm sorry, but if you're going to call somebody, see, he can't get away from that.
Yeah. Right.
He's not only making an insensitive, picking the wrong time to discuss this, but he's also making a false claim.
Yes. Right.
I'm sorry. It's a false claim. Because unlike Weinstein, he only raped one powerless woman. Don't complain about grabbing Trump, pedophile Epstein, womanizing Clinton, Cosby, Spacey, Franken, Jackson, or whoever we learn about next, if you choose to ignore someone attempting to elevate Kobe's position under the fog of our respectfulness that he just died.
Oh, my God.
That, you know what? I shake my head at people, and I say to myself,
goodbye.
There is a humanity that we are. Yeah. Look, and it's just, it's the same. It's not about Kobe. It's about what Kobe meant to people,
right?
Because they're hurting, and tons of people are hurting. That's all. That's what this is about right now. I didn't get any sense that they are elevating him to a great individual. Every story, every bio I've seen, most of them include his period of controversy in his life. Everybody knew about that. He was scrutinized. Nobody will know the exact details of that. It didn't go to trial.
They highlighted how happy he was as a father.
Yep.
Right. And there were comments made about turning a life around.
Yeah.
Nothing about exalting him to a certain level. No. But you know what? Because anyone in a position that is that well known, that has that much power, that has a career that is that spectacular, has the amazing ability to do some good.
Yep.
And a tremendous amount of people do that kind of good. Yes, we live in it because we live in a culture of celebrity.
Yeah,
but you don't. When you diminish this man, you're when you're just not able to, you're diminishing not Kobe. You're diminishing all the people that are hurting. It sucks. It's such a dick move. They got to be called out on this. You know.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to say, and then
the reply,
Jamie Campos Minor, a regular listener to the Mike O'Mara shows, just wrote, "I'm glad I don't know you." That's all, because it's true. Yeah. It's like. So, Oscar, getting back to what you were saying, we're all different. We're all different. Yeah.
Yes.
Look, I don't choose to ignore the threads that exist in these posts. Am I sure that they come from this place? No, but I think you can find an awful lot of people that have trouble showing compassion at this moment, that it comes from that dark place where this is a guy that's different than me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way. And those people have been allowed to flourish. If you look at the rates of hate crimes and, you know, it's everywhere now. And I just.
And they can exist also with anonymity to a certain extent in the world of social media.
I liked it when it was swept into the closet.
Yeah,
I really did. But at the same time. Well,
if you ignore it, then it thrives. It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, we ignored it for years, probably. Yeah, you know?
I'll say this. Again, you didn't have to be a fan. You didn't have to know the stats. You didn't have to be a Lakers fan. You didn't have to care about sports. Or sports games, as Rob likes to say.
I'd love to say it.
It was shocking news.
It was.
And
very shocking news.
And really, if you were a sports fan or even if you were a basketball fan, especially the NBA, because you're not. I mean, this guy, again, was a global icon. And I say that because you have the NBA, which is a sport that you don't wear helmets. You're on television all the time. He won 5 world championships, right? So.
And he was in a mega media market.
20 years.
When he that.
20 years. An Oscar winner.
Yeah.
He 20 years in the league. One of the first to come out of high school and make it, actually make a career out of it.
Right.
And. If you were a fan, you were devastated. If you were just a human, you felt something, I felt.
You felt shock and sadness. I can speak for myself, having absolutely no real knowledge of the world of basketball, certainly being a sports fan, and you couldn't be a sports fan and not know about Kobe Bryant. So all I can say is when I see this, it makes me stop and I post, and I think I want to use this show to say that just try to put yourself in other people's shoes for a minute and realize that your big mouth and your, whether it's racist, whether it's just pure insensitivity, whether wherever it's coming from, you know, you have to pause, and we have to get back to trying to be human beings to one another. And you can be funny and you can make jokes, and but that is just something where the complete icy distance that people have in moments of tragedy like this, and it can be, and I'm not going to give balance to this. I don't choose to do that anymore. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of doing that. This came from a white guy that was writing a post. I'm not talking about the response to my thread,
right,
but a guy that was just diminishing it and saying, well, what about all the soldiers? And what about all the law enforcement officers? And it was written, it was right between the lines.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man. How do you not feel sorry? I feel sorry when there's nothing that moves me more than when I see a soldier that has been lost overseas. It's equally moving when you see that. It is you don't tell people how to feel. You can't. If you're a human being, you let them feel what they're going to feel. And celebrities affect us. People that are well known affect us in different ways.
Right.
That's just
your
the way
son's
it goes,
an NBA fan, Rob.
Yeah.
What was his reaction?
He was saddened by it.
Right?
And he couldn't believe it. But you know what? Robert is very empathetic in the way, and he said, I can't believe it was him and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, if you take, if you want to take.
And then another family.
Just
and then
another
family,
coach,
an entire family. There's a sister out there that lost her mother and father and other sister. And
take all the celebrity, take all the sportsmanship out of it. This is
another
a tragic,
female basketball coach.
This is a tragedy. Even if it's just people you've never even heard of, it's sad. And then it deepens when they become, when you can put a face on the crash, that's when it becomes really tragic.
I called my nephew because my sister texted me that said that he's 13 and, you know, Los Angeles.
Luca, right?
Yeah. And they live there long enough for him to adopt the team. And he was crying. He's 13 and he's crying. And I'm like, look, man. I'm not going to tell you anything that's going to make you feel better, but you got to focus on the positive. Like, you got to focus on the positive and the legacy, and think of the great moments you felt when you would watch him play and as a fan. And that's all you can do is for someone who really cared and is like a stats kid. And he like knows everything that I'll never know about when it comes to the Lakers and the team and overall. And you sit there, you're like, if I was 13, I'm trying to process this. I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? You're 13. It's a great example you give, because it's 13 is when you're really starting to understand that this little life we have on this planet is tough. And there are things you have to deal with. And there are pressures. And there are relationships. And things are not always easy. And what Kobe Bryant was a part of is that big, big group of activities called diversions. And our diversions are some of them healthy, some of them unhealthy. But diversions like sports and entertainment and music are things that keep us sane. And when one of our, you know, the best parts of our diversions is taken away, it hurts, because our diversions in this country and in all countries are very important to us. Our sports are important. Our music's important. Mm-hmm. Our movies are important, because they take us away from the drudgery a lot of times. They take us away from whatever moments we might have. People that listen to this show talk about how we can give them a moment where they're not thinking about it. I always treasure those comments. It's our diversions that mean a lot to us, and in many cases mean more to us than you know, our jobs in some cases, where we just love to we live for that Friday when we're going to go to that game. We live for that moment. And to diminish it is for us to forget that we're all human beings. And while you might not be affected by it, you have to remember that there are a lot of people are. And so I think the gist of what I'm trying to tell this person that wrote it, don't be a dick. Just, you know, just try
that's
to understand
takeaway.
That.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't feel it as much as other people felt it, and because the man's skin color might not be the same as yours, you know, it's ridiculous. And we got to be more sensitive. I remember somebody used to say to me, a person I dealt with a lot that was I considered very insensitive, said, well, you're too sensitive. I said, well, you're too insensitive. So anytime you think somebody's going to say that to you, reevaluate it. I don't know. It's you know, as I said, I felt shock and then sadness, not nearly as affected by this. I wasn't going to post anything about it because I felt that would be disingenuous because I was not a big basketball guy. But then when I started reading the people that are probably like me but wanted to transfer it into some, you know, judging crap, it's terrible. And you don't know what he did. You don't know what he, how he turned his life around, if he did turn his life around.
But congratulations on taking a death and turning it into a reason for you to get on your soapbox, everybody. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Also,
what about the other people?
Yeah,
if you weren't a fan and you posted about it, maybe that's your outlet. Like we have a platform here.
Right.
We are lucky enough to have this show. And I'll tell you, Mike, that if I didn't, if I wasn't, like I was here in this studio yesterday when I got the call from my sister. And then I didn't you don't believe it at first. And then you see that
I read my phone twice. I did.
That ESPN alert popped up and I said, we'll just talk about it on the shows. But it's okay to feel like the hard part about this for me to really,
process
is that when did we decide that every time news breaks that's our turn to give our political really what it comes down to is political or social view on society?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be that. It can
doesn't
just
have to be that way. You can post something
human,
sensitive, you can share,
it can be real, it can be genuine. Yeah. It doesn't have to always be,
and you don't
this is why America is going to be invaded by the Chinese. It doesn't have to be this is why this is the best country in the world. It could just be a genuine thought.
And it seems to be even worse when people post something genuine and sensitive, but then someone comments to it that the Chinese are taking over. You know, it's the people that, again, they can't let these people grieve in their own way. Sometimes the best thing is to just shut up.
Yeah. It's and you know, take it at its basic. So for all of you that are you know, affected by this, and there are hundreds and millions and all over the world that were fans of him. You know, it's a 41-year-old guy out a wealthy man because he's got a helicopter and he's out with a 13-year-old daughter. And then you had another family and
but going to his daughter's basketball game.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just it's sad, and leave it at that, and let people be sad. And everybody else, shut the hell up. If you're not going to be supportive of people in a moment like that, it's the definition of too soon. It really is. And for the guy that wrote that, I didn't block you yet because I couldn't find you. Thank you. I lost the post. I did. But I wrote about it. And thank you.
Because he's lurking in the shadows, Mike. That's why.
For the hundreds of people that you know, this is kind of why we want to vent sometimes. Yeah. And I did last night. And for the people that supported me with that venting, that did me some good last night before, because I would have gone to bed sad and angry, and I didn't want to go to bed sad and angry thinking about not just the death of Kobe, but the way people are, and the way people, you know, I like to have faith, and boy, we got a great community of people that listen to this show.
We do.
Giving people, loving people, and that's what it's all about. Speaking of that, it's the circle of life, and when we come back, we have to celebrate a great beginning that I didn't know until I also looked at social media. He's not around, is he, by any chance? Is he is he here?
He should be. He's on the clock.
Well, if he's around, we'll talk to him. If he's not around, we'll talk about him. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now! Shoot him now! You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. He just so has to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now. Let's run through that again. Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
Shoot him now. Shoot him now.
You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now.
Ha! That's it! Hold it right there!
Pronoun trouble.
It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now.
Well, I say he does have to shoot me now! So shoot me now!
Say, Doc, are you trying to get yourself in trouble with the law? This ain't rabbit hunting season.
It's not?
No, it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the world. We just talked about them.
Yes.
Sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained, and for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Midland, Texas to Montauk, New York, from Milton Freewater, Oregon to Moshi, Tanzania.
Yes.
From Washtucna, Washington to Ballylickey, County Cork, Ireland.
Don't you know?
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lightstream. It's a brand new year, but if you were stressed about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays, settle down. I can help you.
You can
pay
help?
Off. Yes, I can. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20%.
Oh my God. 20% APR.
There are no fees, and you can even apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love Lightstream, and I know you will too. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Some very, very good news over the weekend. We are here to congratulate our very own Rob Ford.
Yay!
Who is taking the plunge.
Come on
Rob
in.
Ford.
Yay, Robbie Woo! Ford.
Rob Ford got engaged over the weekend.
Mike, I gotta tell you, I did not find out until just, I would say, 3 minutes ago.
You didn't know until you came into the studio?
You weren't spending time. Oftentimes you weekend with Rob Ford.
The only weekend interaction with Rob Ford I had this weekend was, hey, Dominique just texted and wanted to confirm that there was no show today. And that was this morning.
That's very true.
Yes.
He tells the truth.
Yeah.
Rofo, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. You're very kind. Thank you.
That is very, very cool news. Tell us all about it. We're very excited. How did it happen?
Give us the details, your age, how you're pressured into this.
Yeah.
No, stop it.
I'm sorry.
We can let.
Did she get down on one knee?
Now listen, we can throw our darts.
Did you go to Jared?
The romantic in me. We'll find out about The Rock. But we can right now. I just want to hear how it all happened. I always love a good engagement story.
So we were kind of just sitting around, you know, this past weekend or a couple days before and just talking about, it's really cool that we've really just been together for so long.
How long has it been?
Yeah, details.
We got together in 2015, so it's been about 4.5 years.
Oh my God, yeah. It's an eternity.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And
seems like a long time, yeah.
And we were really kind of wondering at the fact that, you know, we've really grown as a couple and really kind of... really like how we've evolved. And sorry, I'm kind of blubbering right now.
No, this is emotional.
No, you're not blubbering at all. It's always hard to talk about this. I'm a romantic. Yeah. I like this.
And so we kind of just said, like, well, what if we just kept it going? And then just mutually decided, like, well, let's get married. And so
there was no, like, formal proposal? It just sort of happened?
It just sort of happened mutually. We've always had kind of a modern approach to our relationship, and this is, you know, no different.
So sort of about the same amount of thought into going out to dinner. Goes into making a decision that will affect you the rest of your life.
Rob, you are not a friend. How dare you? It's not like, hey, we haven't had Indian food in a while. Let's do that.
I'm just saying this. As you are a romantic, Mike, I am a traditionalist. And what I would have liked to have seen is a little more ceremony.
I know. Well, let's let him. He's not done yet. This is not the first couple. This is not the first couple that has had a discussion about it. And that you don't have the formal, you know, get down on. You want it to be like
part
a movie.
Of me. Part of me says Mike has been down this road and has had a similar conversation. I believe is the case
that with getting married.
Yes.
No, I've always been the old fashioned. The time.
How long were you together with the first wife before you got married?
5-6 years.
Okay.
And then 5-6 for the second one.
That's what I'm saying. Hello. Yeah.
But you sort of fast-tracked Carla, right?
Did I?
How long were you together?
It seems to be like eight years. 8 years.
Carla and I have been together for a total of almost 17 years.
So you actually.
But we've been married. We'll be married in September 11 years.
So you courted her longer than the previous?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, then.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm sure that's the way that happened. Why does it always get back to me when we talk about
Because you have the
marriage?
Most experience with marriage. Yes.
I do have the most experience, but I'm telling but all three of my marriages, and everybody knows that when I was married to Barbara Streisand,
Babs was a handful.
Well, to be fair, you were her hairdresser, and you were spending lots of time together.
If you want to know, the whole story. I urge you to rent an old movie called Shampoo. Yes. With Warren Beatty.
Based loosely on your life.
On my life as a hairdresser prior to my DJ-dom. No, we're not talking about me anymore. We're talking about Rob.
Yes.
It's modern when you get together and said, how about it? It's not traditionally romantic like you wanted, Rob, but
we're not giving this guy a pass, and I don't know the details.
And also, there's another huge factor missing,
and I don't know the details here. Was it just like, hey, you know, let's keep this good train rolling? Let's go to the next stop. Let's both hit engage at the same time on Facebook, and that was the engagement. If that was it, we're not giving him a pass.
Well, guess what? We're going to pause and let him answer that question. When we come back, because we used up a little time here at the beginning,
I can't wait to hear this.
Because this is a two-segment discussion.
Going to get a great gift regardless.
Three? No, Rob, I don't think it's
going to
be
three.
We'll come back with Rofo and his love life right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's been too long. We'll take a break.
You know what? There seems to be a lot of friction out there lately.
I know. We all got to get along.
That's right.
Instead of everyone choosing sides, we should all just get along and laugh.
And there's a perfect solution. The TMOS Bonus Show.
It's an extra hour less you get every week from Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Plus, your subscription helps support the mission of TMOS, keeping America in hysterics.
So click on the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com today and join the fun.
After all, it's very funny.
It's an extra hour of comedy.
It's funny.
Extra hour.
Funny.
Extra hour.
Oh, good Lord. Those two still don't have it figured out. Take it from me, that guy, the TMOS Bonus Show, is a fantastic way to support the show that's both funny and an extra hour of mirth and whimsy. Get your passport to the assport today. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you,
it's
Robert.
It's that guy.
That's great. I know who he is. Small nose, big mouth. All right, here we go. Sorry, I know who you are now. I researched it. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Ritual. Listen, ladies, listen to this. Everyone wants to keep their bodies healthy in the long run. That's why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most folks don't get enough of from food. Two easy-to-take capsules provide the 9 nutrients that you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh, so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Our wives love Ritual because they trust it. Check the label. All of their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Plus, they love that it's delivered. And it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women. That's the name of it. A small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS. A wonderful new product. We're glad to be associated with them. And that music can only be one thing.
Segment two.
The big question, and I'm going to frame it the way Oscar framed it because it's a good way to put it. Did you two just decide that you would put engaged on your Facebook and there was no other, there wasn't a ring, there wasn't a dinner, there wasn't a, you're saying it's a modern relationship, and I yield the floor to you, Mr. Rob Ford.
Well, like you said, it is a modern relationship. And like I said, we were talking and decided that we had been together for a long time and wanted to take the next step together. And one thing I love about my wonderful lady is that she cares about the destination, maybe not the stop along the way. She cares about the big payoff, and that's the life after. And it's one thing that's always endeared me to her. She didn't need the ceremony. She didn't want it. And so we just decided we're going to get married. And that was that. There was no...
When you say she doesn't care about this, there will be a ceremony. You mean like the pageantry leading up to the ceremony,
yeah,
right?
The pageantry leading up to the ceremony.
Now, but the one thing that troubles me... I know that...
Don't read ahead. Please, Rob, don't let him ruin this for us. Let him ruin it for himself.
I just have a... I do have one question that is, okay, is appropriate right now. I know no one likes to get down on their knee. I can give you that. But there's the whole matter of asking her parents' permission before...
No, what? What are you talking about? Asking her parents' permission? Ben Franklin, for Christ's sake?
Courtesy,
are you kidding me?
If nothing else, a courtesy to her parents.
All the paperwork was signed. Property was transferred. We did everything we had to do.
You don't. Now you're going too far.
Don't ruin this.
I tell you what.
Let's get back to where he was.
Whoever and whenever permission. It happens, if they don't ask me about Julia, I'm gonna pop that weasel right in the nose.
I don't think that I would be asking
is important, but not for this question.
I never asked.
Mike, I just want to know. I want other people. Hey, yeah. Should I do this?
Yeah.
Should I do this?
That's true.
He should
have outsourced some of the stuff.
Should I get?
In my 3 marriages, I don't think I've ever asked the family about it. That's
and
not.
Fairness,
see?
Mike.
Oh, thanks a lot. Excuse me.
When you fast track things, derail sometimes.
No, what?
Lining up with your brother on this?
No.
I asked. Antiquated. I asked your mom and I asked her stepdad.
I did too.
And I would have asked her father, but
you
had passed.
You two are in the dark ages. Maddie Masiello, help me out here. Oh, Maddie, is that antiquated thinking or what?
No, Tony Masiello has to be asked.
I'm in the minority. Yeah. I can't
believe it.
I'm
with you, Mike. I'm with you.
We're also coming around the corner here where Mike just lets anybody bunk up at home with his daughter. So
yeah,
he's got a different life.
Modern guy.
Well, this
take
antiquated
a spare room,
way
try
of
not
thinking.
To make too much noise.
This is antiquated.
I just think it's a courtesy, that's all. But, obviously, they're not building on courtesy or tradition or wisdom.
We're building a new tradition.
We're happy for you.
I am too.
One of the first things I heard Oscar say, very under his breath, kind of, when you came in here, was some jewelry store reference that you made. Because as far as the pageantry, but there should be some sort of symbol of this that goes on the finger. I'm a big ring guy.
What happened after you said, all right, let's keep this train, let's keep this truck trucking, whatever it is.
Come on, let's focus on the destination.
We told our families. We told our families that we had agreed to get married.
How did Anita react?
She was very excited.
That's his mother.
I called her, very excitedly, and she said, "Oh my God, I knew it! This is wonderful."
So she'd been drinking
a Friday night, Saturday night.
This was a Friday night.
Okay, was there any drinking involved?
No, well, I don't know about her end, but not on my end.
Okay, you were so yeah. Okay, good question.
Yes,
your future wife drinks in secret, does she?
What about?
Well, maybe he was talking about his mother.
Oh, Anita.
Okay.
Okay, so Friday evening.
Yes.
Friday evening, you're here pretty late.
Yeah.
So, because we were working, I remember. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Great work ethic, Rob Ford.
Thank you.
So, you get home after a long day of prepping this big infrastructure, cabling, upgrade to these studios here, and you say, "F it, I'm just going to get engaged." how does that come? How do you go from?
I'm too tired to not get engaged.
To not say no. Let's just hit the button and roll. What happened?
We had been having the conversation
for a while now. Then.
Beforehand.
Okay, thank God. Because that was a long day on Friday.
Yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah,
it was.
So you get home. Do you do you get on one knee? That's a fair question.
What's that?
Do you get on one knee?
I believe he heard the question.
We did not. I did not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Was there a ring?
There was no ring.
Will there be a ring?
To be determined, but again, it's not important to her right now. So
this is great. This is the best it could be. Right, he has not spent any money on this situation.
Let me throw this into the equation.
I love this.
Was there a discussion about any kind of ring?
All that she led this discussion, but I will say that all she really wants is just a traditional gold wedding band.
And
for the actual wedding.
Oh, wow. I think that then you are off the hook as far as big time bucks. But I think and I think the guys would agree with me that, I'm very happy. I'm so excited about this. I know we're not being traditional. We're being modern here. But just to show the world how I feel about you, if you were to present her with some sort of ring, whether it's an Irish wedding band, whether it's anything, I think. Do you think
even a video doorbell would be nice?
Here's.
Do you think that if you gave her some token of your engagement,
let's start
a ring
of security together?
Would she rebuff it, or do you think she'd welcome it?
I think she would welcome it. In all honesty, I think she absolutely would.
Need to get a new transmission on his car. Let's be honest. That's here. True. There are some.
So are you separating from me on the ring issue? Do you think
Mike,
that we?
I am saying. Clearly, she wears the pants in the relationship.
Right.
It's her decision to get married, and Rob's like, "Let's just do it. Let's make this happen. I love you. You love me. Let's make it happen."
I'm hearing a mutual decision.
When you made the decision, were you both on the sofa? What was the geographic setup of how it went down?
We were on the sofa.
Uh-huh. Watching TV?
Together. No TV.
Ah, so it was a very intense conversation.
We were hanging out with our dog, Fiona, the Doberman.
Oh, that's right.
Kind of just enjoying a family moment.
And you both...
Okay, was there any food? Be honest.
There was no food.
Okay.
There was no food.
See, now they're making me evil. See, these two are making me evil, too, because now I have an evil question.
Or maybe some DoorDash.
Maybe a handful of treats for Fiona.
Or maybe a special meal would have been nice.
Yeah.
Like you're like, hey, do you both change engaged at the same time?
I thought that you had to, at least with Facebook, I thought you had to both approve it.
Yeah.
But she just said she was more excited for that part of it because she likes the Facebook attention.
Yeah.
And it's less important to me. So she did it. And then.
Hold it.
It just
hold it just a moment if you might. If you might. Just for a sec.
Yeah, yeah.
She likes the Facebook attention.
Yeah, sure.
That's really not the best driving force in a happy marriage.
No,
probably.
No. You're looking
that's
at all
the center. Rob Spiewak, that's the centerpiece of your existence.
Yeah, that's your life.
Yeah, well, but I didn't.
You have a happier
life
on Facebook than in real life.
Yeah, but I didn't propose to Carrie to get attention on Facebook. I'm just saying that. Yeah.
Okay, but rewind here.
I think she looks at it more of like a perk. It's like, this is some exciting news.
Okay,
I'm excited to share this news and to see what the Facebook reaction is.
Let me be honest.
Yes, yes.
Just looking at Rob.
Were you driving home? Let's see. You're probably on the road still 8:30-ish.
When he left here.
Yeah, because you left late.
Sure, yeah.
And then you get a notification on your phone that says engage.
No, 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 no. That wasn't the way it was.
I sure.
Well, because it didn't.
I sure she didn't just like do
okay.
it.
No, no, no. I'm really sorry. We have to break. I'm sorry. We have to break. It is going to be three segments.
My prediction comes
Rofo,
true.
I love you. It's going to be a three segmenter. I didn't know. I was just going to congratulate you, but I swear when you walked into that studio, I was looking at Rob and Oscar, and they looked like seriously hyenas over a cadaver. Isn't a cadaver human? No, yeah. over the body of an antelope. Yes.
I'll be playing the cadaver.
Okay, we'll come back.
I think you're getting off scot-free.
Yeah. You know what? We'll talk more about this wonderful
news.
Rofo, I will tell you this. Let me just tell you this.
Yes, yes.
Every time you come on this show, I do not know why I do not have you in weekly, which I think we may need to do. Rofo's moment might have to be on the show. Please try to schedule some time for me. Okay. We will take a break and come back with more with Rob Ford right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It.
Yes.
Do you ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. And with more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. Don't just take my word for it. Try Untuck It for yourself. Visit untuckit.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order. Well, welcome back to the show. I didn't know we were going to spend the whole show talking about this, but one of our own, Rob Ford, a man who has a significant fan base in the Mike O'Mara Show listening audience, has been here for a while. It's always been great on the air, always been complicated, always been difficult in certain ways. Yes, Oscar Santana, I was doing the setup. What's going on?
This is mind-blowing. I want everybody on the show, except for Rob, because I didn't send it to him. That's Rob Ford, not Rob Speedway.
Thank you.
Look at your phones.
All right.
Because the internet is a cruel mistress, and there may be a swerve here that I'm not aware of, but I like looking at posts, and I like putting one and one together, or two and two, if you will. And for some reason, your post says engaged on January 1st at 3 a.m. I mean, sorry. Yeah.
That's New exactly Year's. Right.
Have you been engaged this entire
time? No. I think what happened was she was trying to do like just January of 2020, and then it reverted to that because I'll say what happened January 1st. I was sick with the flu at 3 a.m. So.
Yeah, okay. So how did
But it also, it popped up yesterday. I got it. I got it as soon as it popped up.
So the date doesn't matter on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, Rob, do you feel sometimes when you come in here like you literally are going into a lion's den?
That looks weird. That's fine.
It's a mind.
We just want to make sure we've dotted all the I's.
Okay. She posts at 3 a.m. then. Is that fair?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, that's weird that it would go back to that
maybe
time.
Just like the dates got weird. Maybe I misplayed
on Facebook.
I don't know.
I love your picture, man, with you flexing. That's great.
Thank you.
Like a 30-day time zone problem?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered though if they decided to go public with it and they did early. I mean, it's irrelevant. But he was, you know, I need
details.
I know you do. And I just get this ring thing out of my
please.
Because this is where maybe I'm guilty of being a traditionalist as well. Where if you don't think she'd rebuff it, even if it's a cheapie, just or not, just something where you know. I think it would be a nice gesture. What are your thoughts, Rob Ford?
No, I think it absolutely would be a nice gesture, and that is probably how it is going to go.
He's a romantic.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But for now, in order to that wasn't a defining, you know, prerequisite for us to get to this step.
Obviously not. If you're just sitting on the couch and it happens, you don't have time to shop.
Right. When she goes, I'm going to change our status.
Right.
Like, when do you find out about it?
Oh, she's like, I think I'm going to put this on Facebook. What do you think? I said, sure, let's do it. And then that was about it.
So, wow. So you were
sure. You know, I hate to take the wind out of your sails, man.
No, you're not. This is better than somebody being schmaltzy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is. I've never experienced this before.
Although I do tend to think that the tone might have been more like sure. Because he had worked for, you know, 12 hours of Podcast Village, come home and flopped on the couch on a Friday night. Maybe he just wasn't resistant to it. He
was were there any others? So was it fun telling the families and about this? Was it fun?
I mean, obviously the nerves are there, you know, whenever there's a big life event that you share with them, you know, whatever it is. So, yeah, the nerves were there. But instantly, I mean, they loved it.
Does her family like you?
They were so. Yeah, absolutely.
And yours, her?
They love her. Yeah,
that's great.
She's been on multiple family vacations with us. So, yeah, they love
her. Was there any kind on the weekend, any celebratory dinner of any kind? Or breakfast or
well,
lunch?
I would probably say, so we were just busy telling people, doing all, you know, the talking to all the family, and a lot of plans have already, you know, started, so we can get into that. But
have you set a date?
We have set a date.
Oh, my God. Said,
okay, well, there you are.
Yeah,
I mean, if you need any evidence of, you know, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That is a very...
For sure.
Is it next Thursday?
These two, I'm just looking at their faces, and they're going, Rob?
I said, is it next Thursday?
Oh. So the date will be July 26th, which will have been 5 years since we had our first date.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's so sweet.
See, Rob, I just want to qualify going to say right now.
Okay.
That I'm being influenced by Oscar and Rob with this.
Okay? Okay. These are real questions.
This is my really personal question.
Yes.
This is not what may be described as a shotgun wedding, is it?
No, it is not. At least to my knowledge.
And there's nothing wrong with hurrying a marriage along because the woman is with child.
Because that's how you got here.
Exactly.
Right?
And I figured it out when I was 28 years old, like an idiot.
When he was 28.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we'll take care of him.
Yeah.
That's a family. Takes a village.
Sure. So this is, so it sounds like you sound happy as hell.
Yeah.
You sound very happy.
I just see, it's very, I guess your disposition, and maybe look, it's early Monday morning. It's been a long weekend. Maybe you're just you like this is how sure you are of the relationship.
Yeah.
But I have, to a man, not had a friend or a colleague ever come in and treat an engagement as if they were just picking out which dessert they were gonna eat. That day on the menu.
I think there was more that went into it than that. They had a conclave.
Sure, why not? Like,
that was the Facebook post.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They would have had a longer discussion if they were going to see Bad Boys 3.
Yeah. They're really good for life, which is appropriate.
Rob, was this a spontaneous conversation or... Did you say, I need to talk to you? Or did she say, I need to talk to you?
This was a spontaneous conversation. Now, we had had, you know, conversations before that. So there's been a big buildup, you know, leading up to this for us all to get on the same page.
I invite everyone to go back and hear previous appearances of Rob Ford because this is a storied relationship.
Oh, yes, it is.
And it has a happy ending.
But that's long.
That's like 5 years ago, I remember.
That's right.
I know that he's been in this relationship for a long time, and he was excited about it when he got into it.
Sure.
There were some ups. Every relationship, Rob, as you know, has ups and downs.
Yes, it does.
Some come later in life. Let me say that.
By the way, I had a lovely interaction with Mrs. Spiewak last
night. I'm happy.
Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
No, tomorrow you'll find out. Tomorrow, because I want to, I'll tell you all about it. It was good. Nothing but good. So, all good. All positive.
She's terrific.
Rob.
Yes.
And this is a true test.
Yes.
All right. And look, this is getting personal.
It is.
And I'm sorry, but I got to ask you.
Yeah. Sure, please. Right? Yeah,
and I'll be the first to tell you the truth as well.
Yes, yes.
The night of my engagement to Shannon.
Yes.
And she's left the building, so it's fine. You know, you think it'd be romantic. It is. It was beautiful. Your traditional engagement. I was so tired and I was racked with nerves and exhausted that there's no way I was doing Pilates on top of her that night. I couldn't. Like, I was just like, God. I was like, I love you. I'll get you tomorrow. Was there like this romance in the air, or were you just like, man, those 12 hours of Podcast Village took it out of me. Go ahead and post and let's hit the sack.
I was able to do what you were not.
True love. Man.
That's wonderful. That's always been helpful.
Yeah,
healthy
man.
With you
good
two
for
kids,
you.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's always been
like
helpful.
Like,
damn.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Just
the night I proposed to
like
Carrie.
Like Model T's coming off the line.
It never stops. I don't remember if there was any Pilates, as Oscar says, but I do remember being so nervous that at one point in the middle of dinner, Carrie just looked at me and said, "What is the matter with you?" I mean, I was that worked up about it. So, I mean, the fact that you get it without any sort of
God bless you,
mental
man.
Breakdown, mm-hmm. God bless you. Fantastic.
I do. I might not remember details of marriages or weddings, but I remember every detail of engagements.
Really?
On the rocks in Maine.
Uh-huh.
On Thanksgiving, I believe, with a put signed on a figure skate. And then at a wonderful restaurant in Napa, California.
Mm. Risky to do it at Thanksgiving, man, because if it goes badly, it ruins the whole holiday for the rest of your life.
Well, but, you know, wasn't that big a deal. But anyway, that's it. But Rofo, congratulations
from all of us.
Thank
you. Congrats. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted. I'm going to have to check in with you periodically now, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Just to see how everything's going. And,
so July wedding, huh?
July wedding.
Hopefully indoors.
And someday she must come by Podcast Village. I would love to meet her.
Yeah, she's welcome anytime, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll extend the invitation.
Venue? State?
We're figuring that out. So
is it going to be on the second floor or the fourth floor here?
It's very funny.
It's probably true.
So we were just going to do, in kind of in the same style as the engagement, kind of just have a very low-key.
On a couch?
Low-key ceremony. With some kind of officiant to make it official, but
I'm licensed.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. Aren't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I'll waive my fee.
So I will say that my now fiance got on the phone with my mom, and they had themselves a chat where I was not involved.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out the affair has quickly evolved. So
fantastic.
It looks like there's going to be quite the shindig for a wedding.
You know what's great?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Rob has kept this. Rob and I have spent so much time together that I actually care about him. And I've talked to him and said, in passing, I've said, hey, like, are you getting any pressure to get married soon? You guys have been together for a while.
Yeah.
And he like would casually be like, essentially laugh it off a little bit, be like, yeah, there's a little bit of that. But if you would have said you have to bet Oscar that Rob Ford's going to get engaged this year, I would have lost the bet.
Me too.
Because I would have bet against it. You look happy. I'm happy for you. You clearly have the high T. Things are going well for you. God bless you, man.
I should know this, Rob. How old are you?
I'm 29.
That's about 29. The right age, probably.
Yeah. That's 29. Beautiful. Yeah. That is a beautiful thing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Please pass that along to your good lady.
Absolutely.
Delighted we had you on the show today.
Thank you.
We will take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Love is in the air. Since you've been gone. This is Al Pacino. I'd like to talk about the TMOS Yak Shack. Are they doing it or not? What's the deal? Come on! What are they doing? I got the number right here, 888-920-6673. Can you deliver on a deadline?
Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you do the Yak Shack? And please, for the love of God, tell me what's going on with this de-aging software. I don't know. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Yeah, it's my old Al Pacino. I do young Al Pacino, too. Do you know
Oh, that? Do young Al Pacino. I love
I do
your...
Serpico Al Pacino.
I will say this. I do love the characterization of the old Pacino, not knowing where he is.
Yes.
But I'd love to hear a little Serpico, please.
You didn't get shot in the face.
All right, anyway, welcome back to the Mike Romero Show. 2020.
Yes.
It's really going to be a sensational year. We've got ourselves a prince in Canada. What? It's the 100th anniversary of the League of Nations. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
And the Washington Auto Show is at the D.C. Convention Center. So bring your checkbook and an appetite for fun.
Don't you love the auto show?
I do.
Oh, yes. Yes. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo. You always put that in here. Including the heart-pounding excitement of the opening ceremony. So many matching outfits. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And Zappos does it with the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. See you in Tokyo for the thrill of competition and athletes screwing their brains out. Looking good, Olympians.
News.
Boo. Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, and I'll turn this down now that Kobe Bryant killed over the weekend, Sunday morning, in a tragic helicopter crash out in Calabasas, California. Kobe and his daughter Gianna lost their lives. They were traveling in Kobe's private helicopter from their home in Orange County to Thousand Oaks, which is just north of L.A. They were headed to Kobe's Mamba Sports Academy, where Gianna had a basketball game. They were traveling with a guy named John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter Alyssa. Alyssa was on Gianna's team. Girls basketball coach Christina Mauser was also killed in the crash, along with the pilot and two other passengers who haven't been identified yet. There's no official word on what went wrong, but TMZ says that the weather was extremely foggy. I think anybody that saw the video could see that, and that was a factor. In fact, law enforcement sources say the LAPD's air support was even grounded because of the fog. So it makes you wonder sometimes, you know, why'd you go up in that? Why did you go up in that, you know? The crash happened at 9:45 a.m. TMZ was looked at a flight tracker data. It shows that Kobe's chopper first encountered weather issues over L.A., and it circled one area at least six times at a very low altitude, possibly waiting for the fog to clear. The pilot contacted air traffic control for help, but they were flying too low for them to track the flight on radar. After encountering more heavy fog, the chopper turned toward a mountainous area. The pilot suddenly and rapidly climbed from about 1,200 feet up to 2,000 feet, then flew into a mountain at 1,700 feet. That's what I thought at that time. I thought that's what probably had happened because of the fog and the
So
impact.
They didn't realize how low they were.
Right.
Right, and no visibility.
Well, he may have if he was trying to elevate his altitude.
At the last minute, clearly.
Sure, the last minute, yeah. Very scary.
Yep. It's a sad story. Can I play something a little uplifting?
Yeah,
this is a piece of tape from Kobe's last game. It was April 13th, 2016. His final game, he scored 60 points. 60 points in one game.
Wow.
Here's his intro and what Kobe said after the game, and I think it at least did, give us something a little positive to grab onto.
Please put your hands together for Kobe Bryant.
I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. You know, I grew up a diehard, Laker fan. Diehard. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here I mean, you can't write something better than this.
Oh. So sad. Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, that sums it up right there, doesn't it? I mean, you know, his iconic status as an athlete. Last night, Grammys, anybody? I know Rob and I were watching Oscar. Did you watch?
Yeah.
The Grammys were on. Big night for a lady I love, kid, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she was great.
5 Grammys. There's something. Billie Eilish, I believe, is just a true American original with lyrics and style.
Mm-hmm.
The way she is able to get that emotion out of that tiny effort with her voice. The perfect pitch when she does it.
That song, that's is it called Bad Guy, the one that came out this summer? It never happens anywhere. It used to happen a lot more, and you'd know this better than me as a music DJ.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hear a song, you say, that's a smash. That's just a smash hit. Absolutely. I do want to applaud Aerosmith for showing it up and making it up as they went along. Oh, that's the biggest disaster.
Blunder of the night.
Do you have any
clip from Aerosmith?
Musically, it was okay. You had to see it. It gave me vertigo. And also, one hell of an opening number. I'm so glad you called.
Billie Eilish won 5 Grammys. Album, song, record of the year, plus best new artist. At 18, she's the youngest person to be nominated for and win all 4 of those honors. But her brother, Phineas, also was the biggest winner of the night with 6. In addition to winning several awards with Billy for her album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And the song Bad Guy, he also won Producer of the Year and Best Engineered Album. You know, when you're singing that.
Yeah.
The engineering of the album is so important.
I have tape of Phineas from last night, actually.
Give us your golden year lucky charms!
Never!
Oh, come on!
This St. Patrick's Day, you can find me gold on select boxes of cereal. They're magically delicious.
The gold, of course, are the Grammy Awards. The gold you can find, yeah.
Their performance of When the Party's Over was one of the highlights of the show. Lizzo led all artists with 8 nominations and came out with 3 wins, including Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts and Best Traditional R&B Performance for Jerome. She also kicked off the night with 'Cause I Love You and Truth Hurts. Speaking of inspiring moments, Tyler, the creator, brought his mom on stage, and he's an American original also.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He thanked her when he won Best Rap Album, but in a backstage interview, he added that categorizing his music as rap almost felt like a backhanded compliment. Demi Lovato, I loved her performance. Mm-hmm. She got a standing ovation for her comeback performance of Anyone, and even though she had a little hiccup at the beginning, I think that added to the performance that she mm-hmm. was so emotional.
Genuine,
a tear running down her face. I loved that performance. And no, you weren't seeing things. Nick Jonas did have something in his teeth.
Yes.
Oh, God, I can't believe they put that in. Looking at that and said, Carla, he's got something in his teeth.
High Def Television is no friend of the Jonas Brothers. And I was also so pleased to see Tanya Tucker win and manage to look stunning.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe that's the first. I mean, she's been around for a billion years. That's her first Grammy last night.
Yeah. Look, you speculate when you see people. You don't know.
No.
I mean, why? You know, even when she's singing, she's doing the mouth thing. If you looked really close,
it was not as easy to find as the spinach in the Jonas Brothers' teeth, but you could see Brandi Carlile pulling the string to make Tanya Tucker's mouth open.
The teeth thing really bothers me because you feel like someone on there would be like, hey, bro, literally brothers.
Yeah.
I've been like,
you know, I mean,
yeah, how do you get that? It's right there.
Right before you go on stage.
Does he have a rotten black tooth or does he have a piece of lettuce there?
When we came back from lunch at Crashing, they gave us floss.
Yeah.
It's like, don't mess this up. You know, this is the Grammy Awards. It's a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tanya Tucker.
Yeah. That's right.
I woke up and my pillow was gone.
There you go. According to a new study, the average boss, Oscar Santana.
Yes, Oscar.
Says they usually do give their employees some wiggle room when it comes to being late.
Oh, great.
They say you've got about 6 minutes. Oh. After that, you're late.
I'm golden.
But until then, you're probably good. I would say if you added up it's usually within that 7-minute range.
I have a reentry window.
Yeah, but he only lives 5 minutes away.
Yes.
So that means for him to be 6 minutes late, he can leave 1 minute after he's supposed to be here.
Very true. At least I stay at work when I'm supposed to.
Yeah, well, you're here all weekend. Yeah. According to Career Builder, 29% of people say they're late to work at least once a month, and 60% are late at least once a week. All right, but you know we're in a good rhythm right now.
Yeah,
I like the way rhythm. I loved having you here today on time. It was so sweet.
There's this, and I'm just gonna say it now because I'm a we'll find.
Yeah.
There's this ongoing bit at work where Rob leaves early or finds a way to leave early on a regular basis. And it's hard to say no to him because it always has to be with his family or has to do something with a doctor and you can't hear anything. And I'm like, this guy always seems to find something to leave early for. It's really interesting. But I'm always late.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always on time. I leave sometimes, but usually there's a reason. No, there's always a reason.
Is the reason...
I get my work done.
Well, that I could apply the same to what my flaws.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm just saying, don't throw stones, my friend.
No, I didn't.
What's the main reason you usually leave early?
It would be probably something to do with the family. Like
you
last,
want to?
Well, last week I had to pick Julie up at school on a Friday. So I cut out early to pick her up. And then I had a doctor's appointment on Friday.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good.
All things that can be done other ways.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anything you'd like to add to that?
I think that we all do our very best.
Here is a clever way. Here is a clever way to use your sex appeal. Lonja Hager is a professional kite surfer from Germany. She was driving through Norway recently with friends in an RV when they got stuck. They were in the middle of nowhere, and the roads were so icy, they were worried they'd slide down a big hill if they tried to move in either direction.
All right.
A tow truck wouldn't be able to get there for a while, though, and they were worried another car might slide on the road and hit them. So they got creative, and they asked for help on Tinder.
Oh.
They made a new profile using pictures of Lonja, and a guy who was nearby got in touch 5 minutes later.
Wow. Because Tinder is, they do by your location, right? Yeah.
Apparently, he was really close because it only took him another 5 minutes to get there. And he showed up in a huge front end loader to clear a path in the ice. He got them to a safe spot in the park, then came back the next day to put chains on their tires. It's not clear if he got a date or not.
Oh.
that is creative.
Brilliant.
That is creative.
Very brilliant.
I like that. And now a little something something. There is a 76-year-old woman named Barbara Heller. Hello, Barbara.
Barbara.
She's in New York City, and on Friday, she opened the window in her apartment on the 7th story to get some fresh air, and she fell out.
Barbara!
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 She fell more than 60 feet, but she survived because she landed on a bunch of boxes of fruits and vegetables. There's a supermarket on the bottom floor of her building, and they were loading in cases from a food delivery when Barbara fell. Fortunately, they hadn't brought in the carrots, onions, pears, and limes yet. Barbara wound up with a broken pelvis, a broken rib, pierced lung, and some bruises.
Hi, Carla.
Yeah, no backdrop. Hi, sweetie. Hi, what do you need? What? I'm in the middle of my kicker story.
What does she need, a lighter?
She needs a lighter. She's
lighting
candles.
That's the last time you did Pilates.
She's lighting it. She just ran. Just ran out to the car.
You yelled at her. You hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Words hurt.
Let me start again.
I'm doing my kicker.
I am feeding our family.
I need a lighter.
There's a supermarket, as I mentioned before,
yes,
on the bottom floor of the building, and they were loading cases of food. She fell on that, and carrots, onions, pears, and limes. Barbara wound up with a broken pelvis, a broken rib, a pierced lung, and some bruises. But she is alive.
Yes!
Which is, I think, the most important thing. And the grocery store is having a sale on produce that smells like rose perfume. I'm sorry.
Barbara!
I saved it. All right, Barbara. Very good. Barbara, you know that perfume they all wear?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yes.
Old people story on the news tomorrow. The news. Old people story about me on the weekend that I can get to. We'll have Rob with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike. All this month on the Oh My Gov Show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My Gov Show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My Gov Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by soap.
What?
Always remember that soap is a salt of a fatty acid used in a variety of cleansing and lubricating products. Soaps are usually used for washing, bathing, and other types of housekeeping. Soaps can also be used as thickeners and as components in some lubricants. How about that? Isn't that something?
Soap.
When used for cleansing, soap solubilizes particles and grime, which can then be separated from the article being cleaned. Soap is clean as opposed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show, which can be dirty.
Yes! Mm. Long way to get there, huh?
He was good. Yes, an extra hour every week of uncensored, unfiltered TMOS action. And it's only a click away. Just click the banner on our website and you'll access all of the bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the assport. Mm-hmm. The TMOS bonus show. Buy it and wash away your unhappiness right down the drain. Let's open up the audio vault. That was an interesting one.
Lots of soap. I think
you drop acid or something. What do you got for us today, Rob?
Mike, as I said on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, Kyle the Rooster is a dick.
Yes.
So Kyle the Rooster has his own YouTube page, and it's videos of roosters. But Kyle was going after the farmer that was feeding the corn, and I love it's such a genuine reaction from this farmer.
Go away, Kyle. It's Bertie Sanders. How you doing?
Bertie Sanders is another rooster, yeah.
There you go, Kyle.
Kyle! F*** off, Kyle! F*** off! You made me dump all my corn. Don't be a d***head.
He made me dump all my corn.
Do that again. Can I hear that one more time,
please? I don't know. There's no locale on it, but it's...
He gets really pissed at the
rooster. Oh, it's so genuinely... Go away, Kyle. And he's okay with Bertie Sanders.
Morning, Bertie. There you go, Kyle.
Kyle! Off, Kyle! F*** off! You're gonna be dumping on my corn. Don't be a d***head.
It's so great when you tell a rooster to F off. It's a rooster!
It's probably the type of dad I'm gonna be. I can see that.
Kyle.
Oscar Jr., you made me spill all my corn. Happy birthday today. 10 years old today. The iPad.
Oh, wow.
Today marks the 10th anniversary that Mr. Jobs announced the iPad.
Just a few years ago, in 2007, Apple reinvented the phone with the iPhone. And the question has arisen, is there room for a third category of device in the middle? Something that's between a laptop and a smartphone. We think we've got something, and we call it the iPad.
Hell yeah!
And the thing is, you know, that's 10 years ago, which seems almost a blip in time. It makes this show possible.
This iPad, if you still have an iPad 1 and all you're using is for a soundboard.
Still works.
Still works.
One of the
Or a clock mic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a timer.
I don't use it for a clock anymore.
Okay.
You know, but I play sound. That sound came to you off an iPad. All right. There you go. Yes.
Kyle. Sorry.
Thank you, Kyle. All those sounds
away,
brought
Kyle.
To you by
Bertie Sanders. How you doing?
Brought to you by soap.
Morning, Bertie.
Kyle.
There you go, Kyle.
Kyle.
F*** off, Kyle. F*** off. Made me dump all my corn.
Made me dump all my corn.
Don't be a head.
Don't be a dickhead, Kyle. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, that's it. We got to get a congratulations to Rofo.
Yay,
Rob Ford.
You're going to be married.
They talked about it. They did it, and they told the family.
You know, 4.5 years.
What we didn't ask, though, is will he take her name?
You know what? It's a modern relationship.
It is.
There you go for that, boy. He was in the Wolves today. Unflappable, too.
Yes.
For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, our executive producer, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and Matty Masiello, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye, Kyle.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops on you.
Throw me a freaking bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info.
U.S. and A. Greatest country in the world.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.